All right, let's do it. Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item, meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items, of which we have three. So let's just take them in the order in which they are shown. So the first action item is resolution authorizing the quitclaim of parcel number R3448202 to Canyon Highway District Number 4. All right, take it away.
Chairman, Commissioners. So the first two action items kind of go hand in hand. And discussed this previously, and given the board a heads up that this was coming, I know one of the concerns was the property taxes that are outstanding on it. So the county still owes $580 on this lot and 38 cents. The main bulk of that comes from 1 year in 2015. And the breakdown of that in 2015, there was $566.72 for just additional costs associated with this lot. There was an advertising fee, a title report, and a certified mailing, which totaled the $566. So there's the $580 outstanding. I think it's appropriate to transfer this over and get it out of our hands and out of our hair.
I agree, Mr. Chairman. It's a massive piece of property at 0.04 acres. So let's get rid of it. Yeah. Let the highway deal with it.
Yep. And then, Chairman, it's adjacent to their property. I'm also in support.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution authorizing the quitclaim and the deed for parcel number R3448202 to Canyon Highway District Number 4.
I will second.
Okay, so that's for two signatures. All right.
Yes.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right, very good. Second item is an action item. Consider county quitclaim deed of parcel number R34482. We did that.
Yep.
So it's the second item. Thank you. Action item is to consider Canyon County Weed and Pest Department Collection Services Agreement with Bonneville Billing and Collections, Inc. Thank you.
Good morning,
Good morning.
This is kind of a long time coming, the collection agreement. We had looked at a different collection provider previously and it didn't work out. This is for the weed and pest past due public debts that have been an issue for a while, and I know it was starting to cause some budgetary concerns. So it took a bit working with Bonneville, but legal's gone through all the agreement. They did attach their standard agreement. I believe that's attached as the Exhibit A. For the reasons that the board is well aware of, we do our own agreement. And they were comfortable with that after some back and forth. But they were very pleasant to work with, and I'm optimistic this will work out really well for Weed and Pest. So,
Chairman, and just to reiterate for the record, this is different than collection agencies used to work where they would take a discounted rate. There is no discount on what the county has in it for costs. It is a cost added to of 20%. Cost of collection, 25% be added.
There's no cost for the county. So the collection service will attempt to collect. There's a fee that will be added for the collection services, but not.
Thank you for saying that. Right. No, I. Yeah, thank you for saying that better than I did.
It will be reimbursed once collected and
mm-hmm.
hopefully the full amount.
And
there's no fee for the service from the county.
So I have a procedural question. Is there any statute that forbids the county to write up the request for services and have an agreement that the petitioner asking for the services of Weed and Pest agrees that if they fail to pay their bill, that the amount owed can be added to their property taxes?
Chairman, I didn't look into that aspect of this.
Okay.
but that's something legal can certainly look into.
Let's look into it. I know that there are some technicalities on that. Municipalities can do stuff that I'm not aware that the county can do. It makes it helpful. Chief?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I know this came up in conversation with Weed and Pest and Legal at some point about collection agencies on orders that put in for Weed and Pest for service.
Right.
Deeper service. Then you also have the code enforcement and the noxious weed control that can be leaned on property, I believe, on code enforcement cases. So I guess my question on that too is, I know this came up, is can there be an ordinance or we do a prepay service?
Right.
Before the service is rendered. So the collection agency, do they tack their fees on what's collected, or they take a portion of what's actually owed by the property owner?
They don't take a portion of what's owed the county fees at all. So they would tack on to the person who owes. They would have a fee added for collection services to that debt.
On top?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Not so the county doesn't have any added fees. The actual public debt doesn't have an added fee. That goes for the services, the collection. So that's covered in the resolution, the statute that lets public entities use collection agencies. I can't pull the statute right off the top of my head, but it's listed in the top of the resolution.
Right.
And Chairman, just for clarification, that it's an interesting way that they're doing it. So collection fees is under three. So 25% collection fee is added to the whatever they're, but they retain 5% because they take 20%. That's the way I read it. Correct.
I believe they would retain the 25 that's added, that fee that is added to the full balance.
The 20% then?
They can retain up to 33% per the statute, but they're only going to keep up to 25%, I believe is how it's written.
So this says the cost of collection, 25% will be added to the amount owed to the county, and 20% will be deducted from the amount collected and the collection fee, but will not be deducted from the debts owed against the county.
So I don't know how that internally works for them.
Okay.
It comes up to under the 33% per.
Okay.
Doesn't go over that, so I can pull it up and look into it more if you want more information on that. I was hoping Weed and Pest would be here because I know they chatted with Bonneville and worked all that out, but happy to dig more into that if you want more detail on the 20 versus 25.
Well, and I think the main point for me is that we're not taking less than what has been incurred in debt, which is different historically than what collection agencies have done. Right. They've discounted a part of that. And yeah. Anyway, so as long as we're being made whole, whether it's 25% or 33%, that's their agreement to work out.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Do we know how much money we're even chasing here?
I don't know what the total is. I thought it was in the thousands, but this may have come up in the budgeting and maybe.
I would say, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks, on that one, it's not a lot, but I think this is an agreement we probably should punt to maybe Tuesday when Director Britton can be here to answer all those questions, because I know he wants these collection services out there for these services that people are requesting for and not paying for. So I would say you punt this one until he can be here, because I know he's out today.
And Chairman, to follow that up, based on what you said, I would envision that this would be chasing old bad debt. And if we get an agreement that prepays for the services, this would eventually go away when we get that satisfied, unless it's discharged. I guess.
Happy to come to Tuesday so we can have Director Britton answer those more detailed questions on the debt balances and things like that.
Okay. That works for me.
Just as a follow-up, Mr. Chair, I was under the impression we're going to have another discussion before we went this far into a collections process. So I would say let's have that conversation next week.
Apologies for the disconnect.
No.
I thought we wanted to push this through quick, but I'm happy to come back Tuesday. Get more detail on it.
Definitely not on legal, for sure. I just thought we were having another conversation with the director on this.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'd be able to proceed, but if y'all want to wait, go for it.
I could sign it.
This is elementary.
Okay.
And I've talked to the director directly with my frustration of people choosing to call in and ask for services and then not wanting to pay, say, sue me. So at least we are not suing them, we're pursuing them. So if y'all want to wait, I can wait, but it's...
I have another question then, Chairman, on the county duties, because if we, I don't know if they're buying the debt or assuming the debt, but on their county duties, if we have a debt collector working on behalf of the county, why would the person owing the debt pay that to the county and then us have to report back?
Chairman and Commissioners, they don't pay the 25% to the county. So what they're going to do is have the debt assigned to Bonneville and tack on that 25 in the assignment. So it's technically paid to Bonneville. They just assign it when they hand it over. And that's just the process of getting the total amount over to Bonneville. It's not funds that the county's collecting. It's just that amount that's assigned to Bonneville, if that makes sense. So they're assigning the debt. They're not buying it or anything like that. They're saying, you are agents of the county to collect this for us, and we've tacked on the 25 already. So it's that full amount plus the 25% collection.
Yeah, I just think that the language conflicts with what you're saying, because it says the county agrees to promptly report to Bonneville all payments made. I would think it would be the other way around, that where Bonneville is assigned the debt and they're actively pursuing the debt, that they would report to the county what it is they're collecting.
Well, the county has to assign that amount to Bonneville so they can collect it. So all they're putting on with that is the 25% collection, assigning it over.
It's a standard clause, Commissioner, that when you hire a debt collection service and the person that you're pursuing chooses to pay you instead of the collection service, that verbiage is in there that you immediately notify your collection service that they chose to pay us directly and let them know that, because once that's assigned, that's their instrument to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not in control of the end person.
Correct.
That clause is just for us. If they chose to pay the county, once it's turned to collections, we immediately notify them that we've received that payment, that portion, and then they take that into consideration of what they're pursuing.
And thank you for the clarification.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Have we ever had a collection agency for Weed and Pest?
Commissioners, Chairman, I'm
outstanding
that we've had one for that agency. I know the courts have worked with ADS, I think was the other agency, which we tried to work with, but didn't work out. But other than that, I'm not aware of them working with a collection agency before.
Okay. I was just asking, Mr. Chairman, for any historical data to see how successful it is.
Mr. One more thing, just had to talk about this, is because there was a fork in the road on this. Is the choice was either we update the ordinance or we could just put a lien against the property, or we go through a collections agency to collect that order for the service. So it really depends which way you want to go. If you want to do ordinance route or collections route when it comes to those service.
I would propose that we do this as the interim.
Perfect.
And we do this, the ordinance change going forward, but we will never be magically able to go backwards other than with a collection service or try to do it ourselves. And collection service is the least complicated.
Perfect.
So I would propose that we do both simultaneously. Are you okay to proceed, or do you still need to wait?
I'm in favor of doing this, and I appreciate the discussion, and I think we're all saying the same thing, that to collect what's in arrears, this is the route to do that, and then going forward, we'll put the ordinance in place. We'll give legal a chance to develop that where it automatically goes to a lien process. That sounds good to me. So if that's copacetic and we're all saying the same thing, I can move forward.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the Canyon County Weed and Pest Department Collection Services Agreement with Bonneville Billing and Collections Incorporated.
I will second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thank you. All right. Are there other issues for this morning? I believe there are.
Sure looks like.
I think we need to jump into executive session.
Okay.
update the board.
Okay.
Under.
Okay. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection F to communicate with legal counsel.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So let's recess into executive session. Thank you.